So that was a three-song set, starting with Amusia, Never Go, and then Men at Work, Overkill, which I wanted to play because I could compare how beautiful Ruth Anzalone's version is of Overkill. So a lot of your work is original that I've heard, and that is clearly a cover. Can you tell us why you do some covers, but why this one in particular, and who did you work with on this?
This was a project that happened over the pandemic. Andy Santospago, Matt Murphy, and Chris Anzalone, calling themselves Mac 3, were putting together these videos and recording. Over the pandemic, Chris learned how to use Logic Pro and started recording in his studio space, and even at home. So we each recorded our parts and then put it all together, and then there's a video as well with a four up of, you know, each of us doing our part, and it was usually a Mac 3 up. Mm-hmm. And they had done other songs, and this was Andy Santospago's choice. And I was excited as
hell
to do it.
Musicians getting so creative during that time,
right?
I think was really appreciated because, you know, we're all isolated home, kind of losing our small amount of sanity. I'm a nurse, so I was working with, you know, disease prevention and vaccines, and I was teaching and learning all these online things. So my work went up like 60 to 80 hours a week. So anytime I could go on and find videos of people performing and doing remote concerts and
absolutely
this kind of creativity really helped me to keep my sanity. So
same with the musicians. I think everybody, their coping mechanisms worked.
Yes.
Or for most of us.
Mm-hmm. And then now we're out back and seeing live music.
Yeah.
And you will be playing live, as I mentioned, on July 13th at the Burren. So that's fantastic. So we talked a little bit about your current band, but I really find your story of how you know, your foray into becoming a musician compelling. And do you want to share some of that with us?
Sure. Started writing music in college with a friend of mine. My dad was always like, well, why don't you write music? And I was like, well, I don't play an instrument. He said, yeah, but I wrote poems and he goes, you can sing. So, I mentioned that to my friend, Eric Beatner, and he said, hold on. And he went upstairs to his room in our dorm and brought his guitar down and started playing chords. And I just started singing. And that's how it started. We played a couple dorm gigs. And that was at Charles Gate, the famed Charles Gate at Emerson College.
Yes.
I loved that building. Still love that building.
So you really started more with lyrics.
And we called ourselves Swallow to Fly. Yeah,
Swallow
basically.
Swallow to Fly. Oh, yes. There was an old lady.
We thought that was fun. And we put together a lot of songs, actually. We recorded 14 songs. One of them was a cover. Mm-hmm. Save It for Later.
Yes.
And I have that recording somewhere. I need to get that digitized or something. Or if it is, someone needs to give it to me.
Yes.
And that was with Larry Ludke, who is still working today. And then, we graduated and moved apart, and I really wanted to play music. I learned some guitar from a friend. I'm not disciplined in any way. I'm terrible. I will not practice.
That's helpful for learning a musical instrument.
Yeah, I hear it is too. And I have no stick-to-itiveness. I'll do it for a little while and then it just goes away. So I have some songs actually still right now that I should work on. In the meantime, I was like, you know what? I'm going to put an ad in the noise and I'm going to see if anybody responds and I'm going to try to find a band. And in 96, I did. I met Matt and Todd Russell, and Matt plays drums, Todd plays guitar. They had some songs. They were looking for a singer to sing.
Uh-huh.
So it was a mutually beneficial relationship that turned into a band. And then we all started writing together, Todd and I mostly. And then we played as Amusia all the way through like 2005, 2006.
Yeah, you know, I listen to a lot of music. I play a lot of music. I interviewed musicians. And I hear more stories about people being in the same physical proximity who start a band together. But to put an ad in the noise, I never even considered that. Or, you know, the Phoenix are...
I didn't know as many local musicians then. In the early 90s, I knew who I liked to hear, but I didn't really... I had friends from college who had started bands like the Tenderloins, Ghost of Tony Gold.
Mm-hmm.
They're reuniting in August, and I'm very excited to see them at the Middle East. But, you know, I didn't know the big bands. I didn't know them. Like, I didn't know Tim Guerin then. I didn't know Groovosaurus members then. And those were two big influences on me. And yeah, I just didn't know them.
Yes.
I didn't know everybody.
Groovosaurus, I don't know that well. I know their name. Tim Guerin, of course, because I live so close to Johnny D's that, you know, the Sunday Blues Jam was just part of my routine for so many, 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 many years. And actually, I think I ran into you recently when Chris was playing with Tim.
Yes. Right,
over at Sally O'Brien. So, I mean, Tim is all over the place. So it's really amazing
Love
to
him.
Hear these musicians. Michael Tarbox is another one. And I mean,
I didn't know anybody. And so that they that was my entree into the world too, because I met so many other musicians that way.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I have been out listening to live music for many years, and really until I started doing DJ stuff, I never actually even considered talking to musicians.
That's funny.
Isn't it?
Well, why would you?
Well, I don't know.
They're talking to you. They're telling you what they want you to hear, which is their music.
Yeah, and I'd be in the back of the room, listen to music, go home. And
you're hearing them. You just didn't know the conversation could be two-way.
Yes, I did not. I did not, and here we are. Here we are. So in this next set, I actually have some of your influences, and where did I go? Groovosaurus is in here.
Anita Suhanen.
Yeah, can you tell us
my favorite voice.
Groovosaurus, because I'm just tiptoeing into this.
I don't know their history that much, but I knew all the members at one point. Mm-hmm. And Anita was very hugely influential. The house that we were recording our album in was also, that we rehearsed in, and one of the band members lived in, they recorded in. Mm-hmm. Our friend Francisco Lugo recorded one of their albums. And I saw her there, and I'm just so intimidated. I never actually talked to her, but we've become friends since. Mm-hmm.
Well, and having women out there performing, I think, is so important, and that is really a part of this show, something about the women, because, you know, I still look at, you know, lists of shows coming up, and I would like to see the percentages higher.
Certainly they're higher in the national level.
Mm-hmm.
And the international level.
Yes, and commerce-wise, too.
Yeah.
So there are some women bringing in
butt.
Yes. So it's just fantastic to see. And I think, you know, knowing that musicians, you know, in the Wayback Machine, and not even that far back, were able to emulate those that they were seeing performing. And so it was really just a great community, great support. And so, you know.
Yeah, when I was starting, there weren't that many female mm-hmm. representative bands or anything, actually. Groovosaurus locally. But I loved Juliana Hatfield, but at the time it was Jewel and, you know, these people writing music on their own. I loved Indigo Girls.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that in the Sundays, that these were females, that was, and then so I, it was just me and acoustic. It just seemed the way.
Yes.
But I was like, I wanted to rock.
Yeah, you want a band.
I wanted a band, yeah.
And so you got a band.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Well, in this next set, I'm going to start with one of your suggestions. I'm going to start with Throwing Muses.
Woo! Yes.
Here we go.
There's change of station for the other heel. All of the windows are painted black. Look over your shoulder, I never come in. I was staring at the sky, just looking for a star to pray on or wish on or something like that. I was having a sweet fix of a daydream of a boy who's was to be had. But then the dove of hope began its downward slope, and I believed for a moment that my chances were approaching to be grabbed. But as it came down near, so did a weary tear. I thought it was a bird, but it was just a paper bag. Hunger hurts, and I want them so bad. Oh, it kills, 'cause I know I'm a messy, don't wanna clean up. I got to focus, these hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works when it costs too much to love. And I went crazy again today, looking for a strand to climb, looking for a little hope. I failed to cope. I said, honey, I don't feel so good, don't feel justified. Come on, put a little love here in my voice. He said, it's all in your head. And I said, so's everything, but he didn't get it. I thought he was a man, but he was just a little boy. Hunger hurts, and I want him so bad. Oh, he kills, 'cause I know to focus, these hands are too shaky to hold. Hunger hurts, but starving works when it calls. Too much to love. Hunger hurts, but I want it so bad. Oh, it kills, 'cause I know I'm a mess that he don't wanna clean up. I got to fold because these hands are just too shaky. Too much to love, hunger hurts, but I want them so bad. This is about subtlety, all of the things that we don't see. This is about the beauty. Did you know?
This is about, indeed, this is about having Ruth Anzalone here on Something About the Women, and so grateful to have you here. I'm going to just go back and let people know what I played. I started with, well, your influences and the musicians that you love, and so thank you so much for helping me put the set together.
Thank you.
Started with Throwing Muses, Teller from the Recording University. And Groovosaurus, who I really need to listen to more because, thank you. This is a band that I've heard the name and hadn't really had the impetus to.
I heard the name for so many years before I ever saw them. Saw that bumper sticker on everybody's car.
Yes, yes.
Everybody. And I was like, what's Groovosaurus? I feel like the name just didn't do justice to the amazingness of the band.
Yes, I agree because it, and now I will equate this beautiful band with this beautiful name, and so it'll change things.
Anita.
So the title of that song was Visitor from Hot Horny Amateurs. I don't know why I'm looking at my computer. I could be looking at this screen that is really close to me. Fiona Apple, who we were discussing earlier, Paper Bag was that song, and Fetch the Bolt Cutter. Yeah, I love the recent recording of Fiona Apple so much. Liz Phair, May Queen from the recording Whip Smart. And there was a line about hayseeds in there.
Yeah, we'll plant a farm. All of them hayseeds.
Yes.
I love that.
Juliana Hatfield, one of our local heroes. The song is titled Hotels. And then ended with your previous band, Amusia. This is about, from the recording Never Go.
Yep.
This is about. What was it about?
It was about just appreciating the little things.
Mm-hmm. Subtle
all
things.
The little, yeah.
Beauty.
It's about the subtlety. It's all the little, I just feel like I've been a bit of a micro noticer.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I'm into something new, like now I'm in plants. I love plants. Yes. And every time there's a new growth, I'm like, oh my God, look at it. It's just so cute. And look, the little bright, the different green colors and just all, every little, I try to notice the little things.
And we're in an area that is so seasonal too,
If
you pay attention to the plants, then you see what this, like how our spring and summer and fall progress. And over the years you realize, oh, like now it's daylily season.
Oh,
yeah. And so daylilies are everywhere. And then asters and goldenrod will show up. And then especially these plants that are native, and then the pollinators follow them. And so I had, that's so interesting. I was listening to, let me see, what song was I listening to? Hold on. I was reviewing my set and, it was your song that you recorded as the Dempsey Colic, I Don't Want to Know.
Mm-hmm.
And a dragonfly came to the screen door next to me, the screen window, and listened to your song. And then when the song was over, it took off.
Oh my, the vibrations.
Yeah. So
dragonflies are cool.
Dragonflies are really cool. So you have this show that is on Saturday, July 13th at the Burin.
Yep.
Very excited about
that. I am very excited. Nervous, excited.
And so you and your band will rehearse again before then. And then I know, of course, I'm going to ask you about any plans for recording music.
Plans are tentative. They're like at my whim. I'll figure it out. I will. I'm going to pick that guitar back up and start trying again.
Uh-huh. Which is fantastic. And in the meantime, you're playing live.
Yeah.
And so we all have the opportunity to hear you perform.
I'd love it. Love to see anybody who wants to come out.
Yeah. The last performance that you did there was absolutely amazing. So it's really just a beautiful venue. The sound is beautiful. Your band is fantastic. You'll have some members that we didn't see last time.
Correct.
And the sound engineers at the Burin just really do bands justice.
I agree.
So I'm really
I agree. It's a great room.
Yeah. Yeah. And yes, I'm putting my money where my mouth is because I'm bringing a few of my friends and we're having an evening out. I don't really host at my house very well, so I like to bring friends to live performances.
Nice.
I think I learned this trick from some friends one time. It was a different situation, but we went to an art auction and I'd never bought art in my entire life. Like, why would I?
At an auction?
And so they auctioned and they bid on a piece and they bought it. And I realized how you could do that. So I kind of translate that to bringing friends to live music and just increasing people's comfort level with, like, you can just walk into a venue and listen to live music and experience it. And
you know, you're right. There's probably some anxiety for someone who's never done that.
Anxiety, and our social skills are a little bit still kind of wonky. And as we get older too, Netflix is so enticing. And
boy, is it.
Yes. And then, you know, there are other challenges, unfortunately, that I can't solve, but have to do with like parking. But there's Lyft and Uber. So, you know.
Everybody get a car like I have and you'll be able to park anywhere.
Oh, you have a smart car. Yes. I sold my car, so I just take a Lyft or ride my bike.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Bike is good, too. I got a scooter, too.
Oh, scooters are, yeah.
I never use it, but.
Yes. So that will be a lovely show. I have some music to play here, so I like to, when I have guests, introduce them to some of the music that I've been listening to recently.
Oh,
so
good.
I'm
like
going
this.
To start with, hope I'm pronouncing this musician's name correctly, Kai Kater, K-A-I-A-K-A-T-E-R.
And Kaia Kater?
So, yes. Kai, thank you. I don't know what it is. Sometimes I pronounce things so phonetically.
You're thinking
and then
too much.
I think too much. So we talked about my turntable, and so this is an album that is on my turntable.
Oh.
So I hope that you like what I have selected.
In the deep dark woods, in the middle of the night, the rain was pouring heavy as if the sky were trying to dry its blackened eyes from crying. The leaves from the trees blew into the house where four women, they shrill scream awoke them all. They grabbed their coats and rifles. When they got outside, what did they see? But a 10-foot shadow looming. They shot four times with shivering spines, and the grassy field went quiet. Once the sun was high, they found their sheep, bloody raised in the sun, an omen of the autumn. 3 weeks passed and little was said, but they all were tense and sleepless when another shrill scream pulled them all from their beds and to the muddy field running. Show yourself, they cried to the gloom. Show yourself and face us. We've one sheep left and winter's near. So leave us alone or kill us. The shadow turned round and revealed its face. Morbid. Soon it began to speak. What makes you think you deserve any peace? Or that nature should be gentle? Do not impose your human laws or prey upon my mental. The women by the sheep laying dead, and they cried for all their losses, and the shadow came, and the shadow went, as often as the autumn. And the shadow came, and the shadow went, as often as the autumn. Thank you.
Earth ain't got no names to say. Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it. But he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Okay, let me tell you what I played and bring my guest Ruth Anzalone back on mic. And Bootleg Dan is here too to talk about a show. So I started with Kaya Cater, Often as the Autumn from Strange Medicine, then Eve O'Donovan, Lucky Star from Age of Apathy, Sarah Levesque, Back of My Hand from Beautiful Defeat, and then Sunny War Earth from Anarchist Gospel. So let me put my peeps here. Hi, Ruth.
Hi.
Thank you again so much for coming on, Mike.
Thank you for having me.
So looking
really
forward to July 13th. And
me
then,
too.
Of course, any future shows you'll let me know about and we'll announce here
absolutely
on Something About the Women. And when and if you decide to record, we will, of course, love to play your music. It's so incredibly beautiful.
Thank you. And I will actually, if I could just
yes
do a quick shout out for the shop we own and that Chris runs, Stereo Jacks on Broadway. We bought the dying store,
yes,
the store that was going to die on Mass Ave between Harvard and Porter. We found a good spot for it, opened it up in Ball Square. So if you're around and you like records, go on over.
It's a labor of love, and that you have purchased this business that we all love so much, brought it closer to my home.
That's true, we did. And mine.
You know, that's part of my routine is from here, I go to Neighborhood Produce, get some food, and then stop by Stereo Jacks and see. I'm going to get a Cars album today. I'm really excited.
Oh, nice.
And it is such a labor of love, and all of the
we might be doing a cover of a song by the Cars at the show. Might.
Ooh, that's...
There you go.
Yes. And what's going on tonight, Dan?
Well, tonight, boy, I have got a show tonight for you. We're playing at the Burren, and we've got the Mike Younger Trio. Mike Younger is a singer-songwriter from Nashville that is phenomenally good. He's worked with Rodney Crowell, Levon Helm, you name it. He has been around, and he played for me last summer and did really well. So he is going to be playing with Hummingbird Syndicate.
Yes.
A great band on Rock Garden Records and Satch Currents. Show starts early. Doors are at 6. Show starts at 6:15. Be there. Get off your couch and go out and rock and roll. And if you happen to miss that...
And actually, Satch Currents, I heard for the first time at the Rock Garden Record extravaganza. I think it was last summer. And just a phenomenal performer. So,
oh, yeah.
Really,
Satch is very, very good.
And then Hummingbird Syndicate. And, of course, we've got John Macy on our wall here.
Yeah. Yeah. John's been around for a long time. He's been with many bands. I mean, I've been here for 30 years, and he's been playing with bands for at least 30 years. So.
Yes. And then Mike Younger, he's playing again tomorrow.
And he's playing
right
again tomorrow. He's up at the Worthing Attic, Black Crow Productions and Bootleg Dan Presents. We're going to do it from 4 to 7. And we've got, it's an all-acoustic afternoon. We've got Mike, and we've got Linda Vienne and Daniel Coughlin from Girl with a Hawk, and Richard as well,
yes,
and Simon Ritt and Kelly Knapp, who I used to work with back in the days of the Darlings when
fantastic
when I first moved to Boston. So
Simon Ritt will be doing a Johnny Thunders set here on the 13th in honor of his birthday.
Okay.
I just found out that Simon Ritt's going to be doing a Johnny Thunders set here as well on Brian's show.
Okay, fantastic. And that was Brian, so I'm going to play a Lucinda Williams song, and then Brian is going to take over with Crash Course with the Ravers. Thank you all so much for tuning in. And Ruth, once again, I cannot thank you enough for being here. It's really been a joy. So
thank you, Kirsten. I really, really had a good time.
You soon.
Everybody's had a good time.